Every living being loves their life. Every living being wants to be happy. Everyone wants to find an opportunity, a path in their life in which they can find real happiness and to search in the life for what that happiness means. There are different ways that people find happiness. But often the happiness is transitory. It comes, lasts for a time. When a goal is achieved, when something you want is acquired, and then it passes. Happiness that is dependent on achieving material wealth or acquiring something is always transitory, because forms in this world change. Not only forms, but circumstances, situations are always changing. Nothing is permanent. It is transitory. So, in the search for happiness, sometimes people search outside of themselves, and sometimes they have no success, but other times people are very successful. They achieve many of their goals and objectives, acquire wealth, prestige, position, honor, acquire loved ones, family. Many things come in the life. And yet there is a underlying restlessness, because that very restlessness is a part of the human nature, the search, the longing to be whole, to be complete, is inherent in the human nature. There is a longing within to find union, to find wholeness, to find completion of your being. And so that drives you to all of these different expressions, all of these different avenues of thought and action. And the longing to fulfill. But as long as that longing is for an acquisition, the acquisitions of this world are transitory. And so the fulfillment is always transitory. At some point in this journey, many people come to wonder, what am I doing? Why am I here? What is this life of mine? What am I here for? And the longing to find meaning, to find purpose, to find something greater than oneself, to find a way to fulfillment, arises strongly. The realization comes after some years of experience, usually, though not always needed, that these ways that have been searched have not provided the depth of fulfillment, the completion of fulfillment that your heart desires. When a person reaches the stage of realization that these acquisitions, even loved relationships, do not fulfill the core of you, there is sometimes a crisis, that the life has not given you what you intended to give you. And in that crisis comes opportunity. The opportunity to realize, to recognize that there is something deeper within you, something more profound than this searching and grasping. And with the grasping is always the opposite, which is fear, fear of loss, fear of failure, fear of pain, physical pain, mental pain, fear of dying, fear of illness, fear of something that will sabotage your search for meaning, your search for fulfillment, your search for happiness. When the realization comes that this search has not provided you what you want, this external grasping has not fulfilled you, then comes the desire to find something deeper, to find something that is fulfilling for you, something that meets that need inside, that yearning inside for wholeness. You may first touch it out in nature, with the trees, with the animals, with a loved one who you look into their eyes and melt away. It comes in many ways, to different ways, to different people. This love of the infinite, this connectedness to the whole, this feeling of freedom, of a joy that is sustainable, of a love which doesn't die. And through the path of meditation, this deep inner inquiry finds in the silence there is bliss, there is the joy of love fulfilled. In the depth of your being, within you lies this ocean of love, inherent in your own nature, inherent in your essence. There is no one, nothing that is outside of this infinite love. Some call it God, some call it the universe, some call it love, some call it peace. There is an omnipresent, universal, intelligent consciousness, an undying love, which is your own nature and the true nature of all beings, whether they know it or not, whether they are connected or not in their actions, in their thoughts. Beneath all of the external expressions lies the deep nature. For in your deepest nature, you are one with the infinite. There is no dividing line between you and this divine, eternal love, this infinite God self. It is the inherent nature beneath your personality, beneath your expressions in the world, beneath your circumstance, your preferences, all of those things that you identify with. When you let go of all of those external identities, who are you? What are you? What's left when you let go of all of the things, all of the actions that you identify with? When you allow yourself to be truly without this personality cloak, without all of the assumptions about yourself, when you come down to your true awareness, your beingness, there is in you something profound, something great. Your inherent nature. In that inherent nature, you are not separate from the whole of being. You are part of the interwoven, interconnected web of life. You are consciousness, awareness, beingness. You, like the drop of water dropped out of a glass of the shell of personality into the ocean of eternal being, are one with your source. Your essential nature is one with the infinite, just as the drop of water dropped in the sea is part of the whole of the sea itself. So you are part of the sea of being. You are whole in yourself, the self of yourself, the infinite nature that underlies all existence. And not only are you composed of this infinite love, this infinite consciousness, this divine intelligence which has thrown the stars into the heavens and created all that is within itself. You are a part of the sea of existence, of being, of love. Love is the force that holds all of this together, the glue of the universe, the nature of the infinite, love, truth, conscious being, has spun all of creation. You and all beings abide in this web of life within the being, the eternal essence of the cosmos. You are one with that eternal being. You are ever whole. This is the truth of your nature. The pain of separation from your true nature causes the restlessness which drives you through life to this experience and that experience, to this search for happiness, that search for happiness. Finally, completing the cycle, you return to your own nature, your inherent nature, the conscious, intelligent essence, when you let go of all of the identities you have held on to, all of the things you have believed you are, and allow yourself to be, to melt into the pure beingness, pure awareness, pure essence of your own nature, the conscious, intelligent awareness that knows all that you've experienced, that feels everything you feel. Without this conscious, aware intelligence that is you, none of your experiences could be experienced, could be known, for that conscious, intelligent awareness is the knower of all that is. It sees through your eyes. It hears through your ears. It feels. It cries when you cry. And yet it remains ever the same, aware, witnessing all that is. This is you. This is your true nature that underlies all of the dance of your life, all of your searchings and your longings and your disappointments, your fears, your losses, your grief, your sorrows. The loved ones you care about, and you are one. You are of one essence, one intelligent, aware knowing, consciousness, love, the love that binds you to the life around you, to people, to animals, to trees, to all of life. That essence is your underlying nature, the truth of your being. This human life, the yogis say, is a rare opportunity. Take this opportunity to find your way, to find your essence, to be in the light of your own nature, of the self of yourself, the divine nature of all beings. This is your human dharma. The way of human life is this search. Some search more deeply, others search on the surface of life and take time to go deep. Meditate on your own deepest nature. Meditate on the nature of the God Self. Meditate on the one love that is boundless, infinite, undying. Your eternal home from which you have come and unto which you will return. All right. Namaskar.